Here on KBRB, as we are taking a look at our fall sports preseason interviews with coaches, we are here with Westhold Huskies cross country coach Jeff Kraus. And coach, I'm going to let you know, this is another year has flown by. I tell you what, it's going to be hard for me to remember quite a few of those that are returning, but looks like maybe have a few that will return and then hope for some new ones to take over from those that have left you on the cross country scene.
Yeah, you're right on one of those things. We got small numbers this year, so we're going to have to build on what we've got and stay injury-free.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at it. First of all, on the girls' side, kind of tell us what you have, maybe who's back, and maybe if you have anybody coming in new.
Yeah, so on the girls' side, we're going to have five varsity runners. We have four returning runners. They all were on a state qualifying team from last year, so that's really, you know, really positive going into this season. We have experience. Three of those girls are seniors. They ran this, you know, this is their two of those girls are seniors. They ran, you know, all 4 years of their career. So that's Ava Hoffman and Anel Monasterio. Ava was an individual qualifier last year, so. So, you know, having that senior 4 years experience and having that been down the state as an individual qualifier pro team, you know, that'll be good leadership for us, there. Then we have, Felicia Kirkman, who's an individual qualifier for us last year as well. She's back, and as well as Kirsten Keough. So like I said, those are our four core girls that are back. And then we have a freshman in Yasmin Zamora, who will be a good addition to our team, and she's got some good upperclassmen ahead of her to kind of, you know, shore the ropes and pull her along and lead her in a positive direction.
Well, it's one of those things, sometimes you have quite a few and you kind of try to figure out who the ones are going to be, if you can make it to state, that will make it to districts and then to state, but this year kind of low numbers for you on the girls' side. What about the boys' side?
The boys' side is even worse for us this year. I have three boys this year. Alex Gottschall is a senior. He ran for 2 years, took his junior year off, and now he's back again as a senior. Kellen Monasterio, another senior boy. This is his first year running. He's dabbled in cross country a little in the past, but he's always played football. And this year he's had some ankle issues, was a little worried about getting banged up in football season. So he's going to try running this year. But he's got some good ability. So we're really glad to have him out. And then also we have this year first time runner in, Jacob Panning. He's a junior, and, he's just going to try it for a year and see how it goes.
Well, Coach, with that, of course, that just goes ahead and turns it over to you and the coaching staff on getting these youngsters that are new trained into the format of how you prepare for each meet. And your first meet will be just shorter distance, but not by too much. But you'll be running on Thursday, the 28th at Burwell, kind of a normal starting location for you and the Huskies.
Yeah, that Burwell meet, they added that just a few years ago. The state went to kind of, you know, football was playing 0 week games, and I would assume some noise was made in the cross country ranks that caused the NSAA to change kind of their regulations on that and add that week zero meet. So like I said, it hasn't been around that long, but it's a good starter meet for us. It's like you said, it's a little short. It's 4,000 meters instead of 5,000 meters. And then Burwell's course is not a terrible, challenging course by any means. It's, you know, fairly flat, just a couple of long hills and nothing too strenuous or too serious on the runners early in the season, which is kind of nice. Gives the kids kind of a little bit of a feel before they just jump in full go. And like you said, it's it's really going to be on us, the coaches, to make sure we do what we can, keep our kids healthy, especially with the low numbers that we have. On the boys' side, we have just exactly the amount we need for a full team, and so it'll be an interesting year for sure.
So with that in Class D once again, and Coach, right now as we speak at this time, no district location has been put out yet, but of course just getting back to school and getting the team prepared right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've always kind of been one of those coaches, and most coaches are in the same way. You know, it doesn't matter. Like you said, we don't know yet where we're going to be and who's going to be in that district, but when you don't, you got to take care of yourselves first. If you don't do the things that you need to do to get yourself prepared and ready to go, then it's not going to matter where they send you or who you're up against. So that's where we're at right now. And our kids kind of know already, you know, that's, I've been here long enough and the kids kind of know my mentality and I got, you know, my wife, Sarah Krause, is an assistant coach. She's been with me since day one, and Tasha Hamm, and my other assistant coach, she's been here seven or this may be her eighth year now, but she's been around long enough, and we've got a good group of coaches that work together, and we kind of know what we like to do and what we want to do, so it works out nice.
Going to be a little different for me also. You have short numbers. I'm finally without a child at cross country this year, Coach, so it's I'm not going to be as good a shape as I have been in the past few years.
You didn't have to worry about getting from one spot to the next and to the next and beating your daughters there.
Oh, that, and of course, cheering for all the area. Of course, I'm one of those cheerleaders on the side for all student athletes. And so with that, I wish you and your coaches and the student athletes best luck this year on the cross country scene.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it, Cody.